You are now listening to.
You are now listening to.
You are now listening to.
Black women.
Black women. No chaser.
You are now listening to.
No chaser.
Black women. No chaser.
No chaser.
Black women. No chaser.
You are now listening to Black women. No chaser.
Okay.
Say cheers.
Cheers.
No, say cheers.
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 Oh, what did he do now?
Oh, God, let's just get into it. Wait, we're going out of order.
Ah, what are we doing here?
Hello. Welcome. My name is Linda Taylor. I got it first this time.
Damn it. Swipe or no swiping.
Listen, that's...
I'm Jatavia, if we're going to be scammers.
Okay, the girl JT.
Yeah.
Got it. Linda and Jatavia reporting live. We're back, guys. Welcome to Black Women No Chaser. My name's Gabby.
I'm Amber.
And we're back.
It's episode 10. Yes.
Wow, really?
Yeah, girl.
Shut up. With
here.
The shots included?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. So that's like 12 actually like things, but yeah. Like, wow. This, okay. Shout
we're growing
okay.
up.
We're growing up. Let's do some shout outs. We haven't done that in a minute. Shout out to all our listeners. Shout out to the 13 countries all over the world that are listening. Shout out to, you know what? Let's get the list out.
Yeah. Pull up some analytics.
Let's sis. Pull up some numbers because, you know, I love numbers. How have you been, boo? It's been a little minute since I've seen you.
I know, right? I've been busy. March has been busy AF.
Okay.
What you been doing? Whew, everything. Helping plan fundraisers for organizations I'm associated with.
Okay.
Fundraise and grad school and... realizing that I want a boyfriend? I want a boyfriend, but I'm also like, do I have time for a boyfriend? Do I have the emotional bandwidth? And I'm just like, am I being negative? Am I creating negative?
I know you're being negative, but I told you that earlier.
You did. And I'm like, do I need to fix my...
We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the full moon thing.
Okay,
so shout out to Canada, France, Brazil.
Canada is Melissa. Shout out to Melissa.
Shout out to Melissa and her chocolate drop.
Oh,
France.
Real.
Brazil, United Kingdom, Switzerland, Russia, Putin, Australia, Ireland, and Germany. Shout out to Baltimore, Atlanta, Philly, Richmond, Chilla, Maryland, Manhattan, Compton, California, Columbus, Compton. Ohio, Perot, Maryland, Chesapeake, Virginia, Crèvecoeur, Missouri.
I don't know nothing about that.
Okay, me either. Manhattan, New York, Chesapeake, Virginia, Centennial, Colorado, Chicago, Illinois, Montreal, Quebec, San Jose, California, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Englewood, California, Annapolis, Maryland, Los Angeles,
Annapolis,
Essex, Maryland, Elgin, South Carolina. Is that where they make watches? Norfolk, Virginia, Pompano Beach, Florida, San Leandro, California, Cliche Île-de-France, Allen, Texas, Voorhees, New Jersey, Tullahoma, Tennessee, Michigan City, Indiana, Boston, Massachusetts, Westlake, Stevens, Washington State, Hybla Valley, Virginia, Ogden, Utah, Arnold, Maryland, Denver, Colorado, what's up, Tay? Greater Upper Marlboro, Shaw, Washington, Northwest, Bon Air, Virginia, Lake Forest, Cali, Hilliard Gardens, Florida, Athens, Georgia, Kingbridge, New York.
This is so much.
This list is too long. Yeah. Arizona, Zurich, Waldorf, Noonan, Georgia, Flatbush, New York. What's up, Trees and Tatai? Yeah. Jacksonville, Florida, Moscow, Laurel, Maryland, Dallas, Texas, Edison, New Jersey, Sao Paulo, Brazil, Ashburn, Virginia, Temple, Texas, Bowie, Dover, Hamtramck, Michigan, College Park, Seabrook, Edwardsville, okay, St. Paul, Minnesota, Griffin, Georgia,
oh
Highland.
God.
Y'all out here, yeah. Okay? Boise, Idaho, what's good?
I don't know.
Epping, Victoria. I'm just trying to pick out, like, the randoms.
All of them.
Osceola, Indiana, Elk Grove, Cali, Cooper City, Florida, Bailton, Virginia. Where is that?
I don't know.
Girl, that's your hood. Upland, California. No. Hatfield, England. I think that's my auntie. Waltman, Massachusetts. Lanham, Seabrook. Mineola, New York. Dublin. Franconia. Charlotte, North Carolina, this Little Rock, Arkansas, weird. Pittsburgh. This is a lot. Fredericksburg, Cartersville, Frankfort, Erglander, Kentucky. Okay, that's it. That's all I got for y'all.
Oh, thank God.
That's not it, but I'm just going to stop there. But shout out to y'all.
Oh, my God. Because
this is number 10. I feel like this is like a celebration anniversary one. And you know
what? Cool in the Gang celebration?
Yeah, and I also think that this is the episode that people are going to love because this is the one that we're probably going to do that's going to sound the most like an elongated shot. Because we're just going to... We threw out our planned topic to just cover some shit that's popping.
Yeah.
And so I think this is what people are going to like.
Yeah,
so before... We did all our shout outs. Shout out to our friends and family that support us, all our subscribers. Shout out to Aaron.
Yeah, always.
Shout out to Audio Heem. Who else?
Shout out to us.
Shout out to us, for being consistent.
Right. Woo! We fight. We fight all month long to make it to this day.
We do the research, y'all. We spend less and less of time looking at things.
We are like a million, we're hours of YouTube footage in.
We're in them trenches.
Our algorithms are fucked, okay? They are, girl.
If we ever have to go to court for some shit, we cover it because we literally, you'll know what you're gonna find in our Google.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, it's just what it is.
Yeah, at this point.
That's it. You're making assumptions about everything. You don't know why I was looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know why I needed supplies of lye.
Get out of here. Because I've looked up a lot of soap making. Like, I've made soap.
See? That's why. You see, your mind was in the gutter. See?
I know how to make soap.
See? Who said I don't?
I'm not saying you didn't.
That's it. All right. So what are we sipping on? Or what have we sipped? Because I think we're on number two already.
Yeah. Well, it's the... I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
But that's Jackson with the J-A-X-N. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm proud of this.
It's good.
I've speculated on this for about a week, and to see this creation come to life is...
Chef's kiss.
It's really what you want. Mm-hmm. It's really what you want. It's not what any of these makers deserve. However, I'm going to tell you what's in it. It has a base of peach. You know when you get them peaches in the can, get peaches in the can. Use the heavy syrup. Put the heavy syrup in about 3 slices of the peaches in the can. Then you're going to do about 2 to 3 shots of Crown peach. Okay. Then you're going to get Jarritos lime. You're going to top it off. And then you're going to do about 2 shots of lemon juice. Straight lemon juice. When I tell y'all.
Yeah.
This bad baby is there. This is my favorite drink ever.
Yeah.
This is my new drink.
This is the summertime calling.
This is the cheers to the spring. This is, you know, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
This is the, I'm sorry. I never said you was my man, though.
Can we call it that?
We sure can.
Whew. All right. So, here's my fave. Zetamil. All right. So, I got a ZMOD for you.
All right.
All right, this one, we're going to keep it light because this whole episode is full of Zeta Mills, to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. But the reason why I wanted to talk about this, guys, because, you know, people always talk about women being, like, catty, chatty, gossipy, messy, emotional. Mm-hmm. And it really be you niggas, right? Like, it really be y'all. So, Meg...
Have you ever seen that meme that says, think of the messiest person you know?
Yeah, it's a dude.
What's his name? Yeah, like, it's a nigga, right?
Okay. And this is niggas that's interracially, okay? This is interchangeably interracially. Yeah,
this is menfolk.
Menfolk, okay? All right, so, for a fact, Megan Thee Stallion won this Grammy. Congrats to her. Congrats to B. Mm-hmm. Congrats to Baby Blue. Congrats to all the people. We're rooting for everybody black.
Yes.
And Billie Eilish. I like Billie Eilish for some reason.
I know nothing about sis.
She's just like a little weird. And I fuck with it. And she stands the blacks. She knows where her music comes from. So okay. I fuck with it. But and I hope she hasn't said anything problematic by the time this episode comes out. Because that keeps happening.
Well...
All right, so Meg won the Grammys,
mm-hmm.
okay, performed, slayed it,
mm-hmm.
and then her ex, Bae, Moneybagg Yo, took to the Twitter streets to talk about how insignificant the Grammys are, how nobody really cares about them, and how if he never gets one, he'll be fine.
You're not going to get one.
What do you think? What do you think, sir?
He's not going to get one.
Ever. So it's really the, I need to belittle you so that you don't feel like you're shit. But like, honestly, she doesn't care. She has a new man and he's fine as fuck. Naturally. Without the money. Party Saint Fontaine could come live with me.
Oh.
That man is fine as fuck. You okay. Think Party's fine?
I don't think I've ever seen his face.
What? He's been all over IG together.
Yeah, I know, but I'm like,
go, it's not even about the face, it's the body. Like, okay. he just look like he just be fixing shit.
Oh.
Yeah, he looked like you came home and he eating a sandwich and he's still underneath the sink because it was leaking and he has hair. Yeah. And it don't be growing, but, you know, it's at a nice length. It's at a decent, you know.
Okay, he's cute. Okay, he looks better in this picture. That picture look, there's a couple pictures of him that he looks kind of goofy, but yeah. Like when he's on, like this is
when he wants to look a grown man. Mm-hmm. It's the lip biting for me.
But that one looks goofy.
Okay, he might be at the Teen Choice Awards. Relax.
All right, girl. All right, so we back to talking about Black Bart Simpson.
Why does he look just like that?
His head is really square at the top.
And his hair is like that weird peasy mm-hmm. where it like crowns at mm-hmm. different points.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate you. But
am I wrong though?
No, there's no lie. No lie detected.
I don't be lying though.
Like Black Bart legit just could not help himself. Like, you have Ari. Aren't you happy with the fucking, what's that little, the glowworm? Like, because that's what she looks like.
She looks like so many things that are, like, anthropomorphic. Like, she look human, she looks but like not the human.
Moon. She looks like
the moon emoji. Not even the moon. The moon emoji.
Like,
Humpty Dumpty.
How is she famous? What is she famous for?
It's not being bad.
Because that's the thing. People act like it is. And I'm like, are y'all looking at the same? Like, I'm not even trying to be mean. The
same thing?
Like, it's surgical and weird. It's very...
She looks like a pudding cup. Like, if a pudding cup was a person. Like, what you think a pudding cup should look like?
Lumpy peaks.
Yeah. Like a partially decorated cake or something.
Ooh, sorry. Not sorry. You look like that, Ari. But, yeah. That's just what... I mean, honestly, there's nothing else to say because we know what that is. It's just bitch-assness. Like, honestly, in the word of one of these problematic niggas that's coming up, is the chastness. Like, you only do that because you feel some type of way that her life has only been up.
Since she left
and
you.
And stuck.
You since she left you. Like,
she said she wasn't finna argue about no twerking, okay? And you out here doing the most, but when I was twerking in your video, it wasn't a problem.
You know what when I was putting you on the charts.
Listen, that's it. That's all. So that's my Zayner Mills. Yeah. Welcome to the club. This is one award you actually will win. Shots fired. Pew, pew, pew. It's 22. Goodness. All right, so we taking a break? Are we giving them flowers? Oh.
We got to give them flowers.
Okay, well, it's time. Let's give them the flowers. Who's getting their flowers, Ams?
Do we want to give flowers to Danaya Jackson? No, we don't. We would never. And we'll talk about why later.
I'm giving flowers to Lorena Bobbitt.
I'm giving flowers to every woman who didn't take no shit off no man.
Okay.
Or found her limits. And when she found them, she chose violence.
Every time. Violence to your violence. Because what you're not finna do mm-hmm. is dress me in the finest of lost and found boundaries and wears. and sit me in the camera and hold my hand to the white meat shows. Okay? That's what you not finna fucking do and live.
Absolutely not.
That was
absolutely
that
not.
That video would turn into a horror scene real quick. Mm-hmm. I pulled the knife out.
What? And it was wild. Like my homegirl said, like, I have a friend who I met like at a baby shower, and she just became like one of the best people on earth to me, like, okay, immediately. Like, you know how you meet people and you yes. just connect?
Yes.
She was like, that man would have dragged me on TV, and you know what I'm wearing? Thigh-high boots, pasties, and a strap-on. And I said, it's the strap-on for me. I said, because it needs to be big and jet black. And greasy.
I'm joking. You didn't care. I was joking. You didn't even care. I was sipping when you said it. It's the dick sitting on the left, right mm-hmm. eye for me.
Yeah.
Just yeah. ever so casually mm-hmm. just flopping there.
Yeah. I would probably like, you know, I'd probably, we're both going to get touch with
that
it.
Bitch. He got my hand in one hand and I'm just stroking that joke.
She said, because you want to make me look like a fool.
Tell them what's
reverse
really
back to you.
Oh shit.
So shout out to Boom.
It's the reverse back to you for me. It's the one up in the nigga always. That's always the plan.
Mm-hmm.
If you do something great, I'm gonna one up you and do something mm-hmm. greater. But if you fuck me, I will find a bigger dick.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna fuck you right.
And I'm gonna fuck you. It's not gonna be the big dick. The bigger dick won't be for me. It's gonna be for you. Cheers to, we're giving violence its flowers today.
Yes, that's cheers. What it is. Cheers.
Cheers to violence.
That meme that's like violence and it's like the on-off switch.
Yes. Cheers to violence.
Violence
today.
On.
Ooh, okay. I
violence now, violence tomorrow, violence forever. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Strom. Thank you, Strom. 401.
I am a violence revolutionary. Ooh, let's take a break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
It is time for us to feature a Black woman-owned business. Who do we have, Gabby?
Alrighty, guys. Today, we are highlighting Poured Life Brand. Poured Life Brand is a lifestyle brand that promotes self-care, accountability, and nostalgia through our luxury candle line. Like the name, we encourage our consumers to pour into themselves so that they are full enough to pour into others. They just recently launched their specialized home body collection, Massage Butter Candle. And you can go check out their IG and sign up on their website for more updates. And you can use code BWNOCHASER for a percentage off your purchase. And you can visit them at www.poured.life. That's www.poured.life. And their IG is Poured Life Brand. So make sure you go cop, go shop, because as always,
Black women stay blessing.
All right, y'all.
So we're going to trigger ourselves in a different way this episode.
Oh, God. I feel like we need some sage.
So we're not going to double up on the trauma.
No.
We're just going to skip Ask a Black Woman.
We're going to skip Ask a Black Woman because y'all finna get our answers for all this shit right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this episode is dedicated to... What is this face? What is this face, Am?
I don't know. This is all I can. This is what I got to give.
This is dedicated to the problematic nakers.
Yeah, the protagonists of our lives.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, and I hate the fact that a lot of them are
niggas,
Black men.
The protagonists of our lives.
Now we need to actually record that for a soundbite. So, in the news, as always with our Zeta Male of the Day, we highlight, you know, the terrible things that men say and do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes women.
Okay? Yeah.
But
because we're inclusive.
We're all inclusive. Okay. We are fucking Dominican Republic, $600 round trip.
All righty.
Okay.
Alcohol. Leave us some mama wanna.
But the same, but the alcohol bottles are gonna be filled with rubbing alcohol, okay? Not the actual Cuervo.
You might die.
Might die, might not. Bring your own shit. Bring miniatures. But this episode, you know, we had a plan and then we were like, fuck it, because this shit just too hot.
Yeah.
Derrick Jackson. Right? But before we even talk about Derrick Jackson, we have to really highlight the fact that this, what he's doing is not new. Mm-mm. And it's not shocking. Mm-mm. And it's not anything we didn't really fucking expect.
Nope.
So, what are we talking about? How are we fucked over, Amber, by these problematic niggas?
So, we're going to look at a three-tiered program here. Like, reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Amber is the Reagan of this podcast. She has a campaign slogan for every piece.
I do. You know me, girl. I'm full Jesse. I'm going full Jesse Jackson.
Jesse, run.
Okay. So, we're going to explore the ways that men have pimped, prayed, and pandered.
Pander.
Where's he?
I don't know. Oh. Baby Future. That's what he sounded like.
Okay.
I didn't know if that was Future or him. I didn't know who he was. I thought it was Future.
I mean, he ain't really nobody still, so.
Okay, so it was Future. All right. Go ahead.
So the three men we're going to look at in pimping, it's not necessarily the use of a woman's body, per se. Well, I mean, all of these men did, but
her mind.
These people exploited women in financial and non-financial ways. Exploited their relationships. Exploited their vulnerabilities.
Robert Kelly.
Well, yeah, I would file him under prey, but more on that later.
Okay.
Bobby Womack, Dr. Dre, and P. Diddy.
Okay. So Bobby Womack, talked about him during Black History Month.
Yeah.
But we didn't tell him the story.
No.
So what happened?
He married his best friend's widow, like right after
Sam Cooke's Shawty Boy died. R.I.P. Sam Cooke.
Mm-hmm.
So Sam Cooke was shot and killed 8 times. 8 different times.
Yeah, individual times. Yeah, individual, like, he died so many times.
Individual dates and times. And Bobby Womack immediately, like months later, married his widow.
Yeah, she was scared, paranoid. Somebody was coming after her. He wanted to protect her.
Oh, that's what he said?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want that money, that change gonna come? He didn't want the change from the change gonna come? Oh, okay.
I mean.
Okay, Bobby. And then what? What's the piece de resistance?
He slept with her daughter.
Slept with their daughter. What section is he in?
Section of what?
Is this pimping?
Yeah, this is pimping.
Is that pimping or is that prey? Like, that shit's so wild, y'all.
Well, I'm looking at the profit he went into.
Like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. And did they stay married or did they?
I think she shot at that man.
Okay.
But I think didn't her daughter marry his brother?
She married her uncle brother. Wild and wonderful white shit, pretty much.
Yeah.
But
baby Monica. Boink.
That's the next Miss USA. Dennis is this.
I hate Dennis.
Okay.
Fuck Dennis.
P. Diddy. All right, so a lot of people, man, I hope this don't block us from no motherfucking white parties. And because after 2020, I'm ready to go to all of them.
I don't know if I'm going to go outside with you niggas in 2021. I'm not. Look, America's
2021. Hell no, I'm still in the house. Oh, and shout out to all the Moderna mommies. It's a hot girl summer. It's a shot girl summer. We out here.
I'm joining the team soon. Maybe not Moderna.
Okay, what you gonna get?
I want to do Pfizer, I think.
Okay, why?
People have had reactions to Moderna.
Oh, people have had reactions to all of them. That's the one thing.
Both my parents have had Pfizer too. So.
Just get the shot, y'all. Just get the fucking shot.
Not Johnson & Johnson though.
Shout out to the, listen, shout out to Moderna mommies, the Pfizer fine ladies, the Johnson & Johnson Johns, whoever. Just get your shot. Just get your shot.
Do your thing. When classes are over, I'm going to be trying to do that because I'm trying to go to Shreveport. We'll see what happens.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We'll talk about that later. All right, so with Diddy living in D.C., he went to Howard, mm-hmm. Okay? So, sorry, sissy, I'm gonna spill this tea. All right, so when I was little, Diddy was, like, known around the city for, like, throwing the parties.
Okay.
But not, like, the parties, like, them parties. Mm. Mm-hmm. And so one of my siblings' friends was his goatee. Mm-hmm. Okay? And she liked the she's and he liked the them's. Uh-huh. And so they would do that, those things together, okay. You know? And he was just known for that. You okay. Know what I'm saying?
He very much gives power bottom vibes.
Mm-hmm. but, jeez. Does that mean he talks shit while he getting it?
I can see that.
Is that what it is? Because I can see, like yeah, nigga, you ain't never had no ass like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can't you? You clap.
I hate you. Okay, so my problem. So like knowing that about Diddy, get out of my face, Amber. Get out of
Tim,
my face
with the Tim boot on.
Get the fuck out of my face. So with that being
poor
said,
Cassie.
Right. So like that's the problematicness,
Hinesworth.
Right? All of them. That's what I was about to say. Yeah. So like knowing that, and again, not yucking look at anybody's what he did. Yum.
No, look at what he did to these people's careers.
Can I finish? Can we get there? Let me finish.
We're not even gonna have time for Dr. Dre.
What I'm saying is he knowing that was his preference at college, knowing that people knew and it was an out thing mm-hmm. during college. The fact that he felt to need to be closeted for the hip-hop industry, right? Because can you imagine East Coast, West Coast beef if that was like... Mm-hmm. If social media was what it was, if people could talk yeah. like they do, and Suge Knight got a hold of that information.
The 90s was so problematic.
Okay? Like, and homophobia was, like, expected. And, like, mm-hmm. you got to play that shit on the radio. Like, yeah. it was cool. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, like, I understand his need to hide it. But, however, he's moved now more into, like, the scary, weird, like... And it's not even just like, it's like he's not even, I don't even feel like Diddy is like bi. I feel like he's trisexual. I feel like he would fuck a duck. Like, honestly.
Fuck
I feel,
a goat.
I feel like he's down for whatever. Like, I remember one day I was in the studio with Sherry Dennis. And shout out to Sherry Dennis. Like, sis, I'm always your stan. I'm always spinning them tracks, okay? You gonna get this 50 Cent. She was an amazing artist. All the songs that you heard on Danny Kane, making the band, like the background, all that kind of stuff, all the things they were dancing to, mm-hmm. that was her music.
Damn.
And she was on his label for like 10 years and he never let her put out an album. He would take all the songs that she was writing for herself and give them to other artists, to Dream,
damn.
To all these other people. You know what I'm saying?
You should have just hired her for that then.
So the I Love You song was actually supposed to be for Danny Kane, mm-hmm. and that's why they were dancing and practicing to it in their show. But it became so popular during the show that people wanted to hear it that they needed to release it mm-hmm. already the way it was. And that's the only reason why she had a any kind of
why we know her
at all.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just little damn. And knowing, and this is not me, this is not secondhand gossip, y'all. Like, you know, I sat and talked with this woman. Like, I was in high school in KYS Studios, like, chilling with her, and legit, like, she was just like, I can't
Tyler
believe
he Tyler Perry'd her. Like,
he did. She was like, I can't believe you know me. I was pressed to see her. I was pressed for her to come to the studio. She was like, I really can't believe.
I love you.
Yes. She was like, I can't believe. Like, she was like, this makes me, you know, because she was like, I'm getting fucked over by this label. Like, she was like, I'm doing all of this. But she was like, you know how long this song been out? That's what she said to me. She
probably
was like,
you know, 2 years.
No, it was like a couple. It was more than that. It was an obscene number of years that this, like, she had already had that song and a whole album, like, ready. And damn. He was just like pushing her back, right? But then you just see, even the people that he allowed to have some kind of stardom, mm-hmm. it almost seems like if they get out of his favor in some way,
yeah.
they're...
He will blackball them.
They're obliterated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's obliterated. Why I called, what's like, the word? I don't know.
Incinerated.
Fuck, this crown is lit.
He blackballs people. Look at Shine. Look at Loon.
Man.
Look at Craig Mack. He's dead now.
Mm,
like...
Mm, mm.
Total, like they fought total 112.
Faith out here slinging, getting,
she's fucking Stevie J.
Like, that's where she's at. Biggie's wife. Mm-hmm. Lil' Kim. He, you know, honestly.
He sent her to jail.
Honestly. Biggie catches a bad rep for giving Lil' Kim image issues. When I want to push back and say, I'm pretty sure it wasn't Diddy. I mean, Biggie. I'm pretty sure it was Diddy. Because at that point, he was in charge of images and all that kind of stuff. Biggie was fucking with Kim back when she worked at Macy's walking down the street. Why all of a sudden would he have an issue with her skin tone and the way she looked? Also, his mama was black as shit. So,
with a blonde wig.
You know what I'm saying? But like, that is his standard of beauty. He's Jamaican. He wouldn't have no colorism issues really like that. So
that makes,
like,
that lends the question to why Faith.
I think, unfortunately, it's the same situation. When you get on, leave your ass for a white girl. And I think, like, at that time, he knew, well, no white girl gonna do that. You know what I mean? Except for the one in the movie. But at the same time, it's just like, I really just want to say, considering knowing what I know about imaging and how I've seen Diddy, like, position his artists and what artists I've seen him push and which ones, even the way he treated the girls during Danny DeCane with, like, their images. And, like, Don was clearly the most talented one out of all of them and ended up being the one that he even just had
Don
his own
don't
band
even look
with.
Like Don no more.
And look what happened. That's what I'm saying. Look at that. Look at that. That's a problem to me. That's pimping. It's like,
where's her sister? Her sister was on Young Money, Cash Money.
Yeah, but she was also dating Wayne, and that's another problematic nigga. All right, moving on. Suge Knight, or no, Dr. Dre. Because honestly, nigga, I don't really have as much an issue with Suge Knight as I do Dr. Dre. I'm gonna be.
How is he? Because you know he had an aneurysm recently.
I like the fuck him. I like the evil I know. I like evil out in front of my face. I like racism in the Klan. I like I like my
you
racism.
Like blatant
Confederate flag down to the socks, baby. I like that shit in my face. I want your misogyny. I want you to tell me I got on pants and I need to get the fuck out your face. Like I need that shit straight up.
Yeah.
I don't
straight,
like that
no
slick,
chaser.
Period. I don't like that slick shit. I don't like that fake shit. I don't like that fake shit. Dr. Dre is fake nice,
fake good guy.
Fake good guy. Like you and we have seen, he probably gonna text us now because we talking this shit. Like, Dr. Dre, if y'all don't know, and if y'all don't, well, it's not even that people don't know, it's people that don't fucking care, right? Because it's Michelle is deaf in one ear because of his beating her.
His abuse. He beat up Dee Barnes.
In a bathroom at a party. At a Grammy party. Or like
public as fuck.
And then beat her ass out the bathroom. When she ran out to the party, kept beating her.
So, and everyone around did what?
Absolutely nothing. Because at that time, they were the niggas with attitude. When I'm like, do y'all know who this nigga is? This is the turn off the lights nigga. Like, how much time? Like, that's the other thing. Like, problematic niggas like Dr. Dre, Lil Wayne, people like that, that, like, I think just have real emotional abuse, like, and sometimes physical abuse issues with women. Are men who are of this generation, they are hood Jack and Jillers. This is a theory, okay? This is a thing. Little Wayne was 14 when he became a millionaire. What struggle did you know, Wayne?
Maybe like,
within first 14 years? Okay, so if consciousness, your first, let's say you become conscious
you've
of
been,
your situation.
You've been on more.
At 5 years old, you become conscious of, oh, shit, there's roaches in my house and they shouldn't be here. Let's say five, right? Yeah. Okay, because five-year-olds don't realize they're dirty. Like, little baby kids don't realize that they haven't eaten like that. You know what I'm saying? They don't realize they're not getting salad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like five to 12, that's seven years?
Wait.
Of struggle? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So you saying rappers ain't rapping about
I'm
struggle
saying
that,
they have spent more time in privilege than they have in poverty. Dr. Dre was making beats, not in gangs, not in the shits. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was in R&B groups and DJs, living in a two-parent household.
Yeah.
His entire life until he became what? A millionaire. Like, what? Like, we gave a lot of credibility and street cred to people that we didn't really check the hood facts. You know
and
what
this
I'm
is
saying?
Why we needed the Kanyes.
And this is why we needed the Kanyes, because Kanye was like, I can do this because y'all niggas are me. Y'all on the same level. You had two people, you know your dad? I do too.
Yeah, same.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, okay, so I can rap too. You know what I'm saying?
We went to Home Depot on Saturday
morning. If you spend some time in New Orleans, when I take you to New Orleans and you talk to New Orleans people, let me tell you, I thought it was so weird. My first two trips. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm not in Bourbon Street. Mm-hmm. I'm in the nine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like I'm in the nine. I never heard anybody blasting Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. I never heard any Wayne. I never heard any Baby. I never heard any Cash Money, nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay. I heard old Cash Money at the second line.
Okay.
But I never heard, like, I heard local rappers like being put on like they mm-hmm. are Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I heard Bounce. I hear no Wayne and I asked. I said, damn, hey, why ain't nobody listen? Nobody fuck with him. He ain't from here. And it's like you think about it.
How much in Atlanta? Or Texas.
So when it came to wondering why these people get away with the things that they do, like nobody thinks it's fucked up that Lil Wayne had three women pregnant at the same time and everybody judged them women and never him. Mm. Everybody, he tainted Lauren London. Mm-hmm. Lauren London was black holistic actress. Like she was.
Yeah.
She was the up
pretty
there.
Black girl with the dimples.
She was getting up there. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she became Lil Wayne's baby mama. And the only picture you had of them was them in a 7-Eleven.
Oh, my God.
Really just like, it was dangerous. And the same thing is like, we let these people get to these levels. Mm-hmm. It's our fault.
Damn.
It's our fault.
Damn. We really be making these people.
Mm-hmm. What's the next subject?
Pray. These are men who have taken advantage of the sensibilities of women. Or men.
Or people.
Or people.
Who on the list, Amber?
We have Derrick Jackson, which we will expound upon later.
Next.
Eddie Long and Jamal Bryant.
What you got? What do you think?
These are people who potentially weaponize women's singleness against them and put it in the pulpit and then profit off of it.
What was Eddie Long's like shtick? What was his thing that he preached about? Because I don't really. Only thing I can think of when I think of him is just them curls that was hanging on the back of his neck.
I think about the scandal.
And I think about sweatiness.
Yeah, really greasy, boxy suits.
He wore suits. I always saw him in like workout outfits.
Well, when the pictures hit the blogs.
No, I always saw him like preaching like them little tight ass turtleneck with the short sleeve turtlenecks.
I feel like I see when I picture him, it's like a powder gray suit. With like a black shirt underneath it and then like a sweat rag and like a little tendril of sweat and curls. I'm gonna hold on.
Okay, so the thing that stuck out to me with the Eddie Long situation mm-hmm. the most was just like the way that the victims like talked about the fact that like they had spent so much time with him mm-hmm. and how it was like just known like that they were just like this collection of
this is what this.
Okay, see, that's a lot more hair than what I was thinking of. Okay, I'm of the bald Eddie.
Oh, okay.
But like, it was the description, the very fine details mm-hmm. that they were giving that was just like a lot for me.
Mm-hmm. That he victimized these people.
But also, how big is that damn church?
It's huge,
right? So how people, was he able people to do had, that?
People had graduations there.
How was he able to do that? How was he able to build this fortune? Like, call it what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, how was he able to build his fortune in real estate, in equity, in marketability, and all these things? Like, how was he able to do that with all this scandal surrounding him?
The scandal didn't hit until so late in his career. Like, he had already built all of this.
But I'm saying the scandal hit publicly. Mm-hmm. But these are things that people had to have already known and looked at and seen and felt some type of way about.
Well, and I just wonder, they look past it.
Right. So where, because that's the real issue. Like,
we're being failed. We're being failed to be protected.
Yeah. And that's, I just wonder how the mothers of these boys felt, because I'm pretty sure they were the ones bringing their sons to church. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if it was the daddies, you know, no shade, mm-hmm. but I'm just saying like.
Overwhelmingly. Religion and faith-based things are kind of introduced by the mother and the family.
And, you know, a personal situation, not me personally, but like one that I know of, a friend, he was molested by a pastor in his church for years into adulthood. Oh, goodness. And he said that he told his mom, and his mom pretty much was just like, you know, when he told her, He told her young, like he told her early in the situation. Mm-hmm. And she pretty much was like, no, you just never had a father, so you don't understand, you know, a man's love. And like,
no, how, that is not a man's love.
And like how a man can love another man and things like that. And it's just like,
she sold her son.
Yeah.
She sold her son out.
And he doesn't want a relationship anymore. So of course, like, to her, and he doesn't want a relationship anymore. So of course, like, to her, this, you know, is like utter disrespect or whatever. But it's just like, you have to call a spade and see what it mm-hmm. is. And these are problematic ass situations. Exactly. Like where church is being used. Especially,
you cannot use your faith to justify horrific acts against people.
And I think people, and that's the scariest part, because then it's like, okay, people are like, okay, well, I'll just make a new religion where this is acceptable.
But do people do that?
Yeah, cults, Mormonism, all that kind of shit. Yeah. Like, I feel like Mormonism, like, the more I've looked into it, it's just, like, very much like Christianity, but then also, like, there's just, like, this weird, like,
pedo vibe?
Yeah, and, like, aliens, and everybody gets a planet except for the blacks, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like,
How you gonna be pedophiles and racist? Like,
pick a struggle of it. But it's just, like, you know, it... It scares me sometimes because you wonder how many things are a vibe and how much is coaching. Like, even if you're looking for grooming. Like, yeah, in spirituality, like in looking for like spiritual leaders, or like if you wanted leadership in that way, like you have to like kind of sit and be like, damn, I would love to go to this big church because it's beautiful and there's parking, all those kind of things. But I also have to wonder what is this pastor sacrificing? Morally to get to this point. And that's not always a situation, but at the same time, I just always feel like they just comes with this license to judge when they live like regular ass lives like everybody else.
Yeah, I think that your one thing I always look at is as a pastor is your congregation, is how you live in parallel to your congregation.
I don't necessarily think you have to struggle because you're struggling people in your church, but also don't think you need a jet.
If their 10% isn't much, their 10% isn't much. You can supplement that with working on your own.
And if you need a jet to go places to speaking engagements, then the speaking engagements need to pay for that jet.
Well, maybe they do. How would you feel if a pastor had a jet from speaking engagements?
Long as he made it to church on Sunday and did what he had to do in the church, that's a side situation to me. Okay. Like, I'm not for anybody to be poor. Mm-hmm. I'm for everyone poverty to live in luxury. Period. So that's don't get me fucked up. I'm not saying that anybody should have to be impoverished to live a life of service. Mm-hmm. By no means. I think they should be the most well-paid folks.
Yeah.
However, what I'm saying is when it's incongruent to the situation. Mm-hmm. If your church doors are falling off and y'all don't have any real, like any books in the children's corner and the Bible pages are all chewed and gnarled and sticky and things like that, then no, by no means, I don't think you need a Bentley for your pastor's anniversary.
Nah, if y'all still doing fish fries to pay the church mortgage.
That's it. I believe in prosperity preaching to a certain extent, but I also don't believe in the fact that, like, I have to feel less than, or, you know, if I haven't seen the same
level of blessing. I don't want to have to sacrifice so that you can live in luxury either.
Because I'm waiting on my blessing to match up to, because I aspire to look like yours, but I'm actually being your blessing. That's weird.
Yeah.
I could be blessing myself.
That's suspicious. That's weird.
All right, next subject, next category.
Pander. And these are the ways that men have sold out their race and pandered into white supremacy.
Jeez. Michael Jordan?
Well, we have William O'Neal.
Who is William O'Neal? Well, he's a snitch.
Yeah.
William O'Neal, if you have not watched, again, we'll say it again, watch Judas and the Black Messiah. But William O'Neal was a broke-ass nigga who the police scooped up and was like,
ass nigga,
we will give you seven doll hairs. Yes. We will pay you seven doll hairs if you go in there and infiltrate the Black Panther Party.
And he got himself a Mercury Marquis and a gas station after the fact.
And a bullet to the head. Self-inflicted.
No, he ran into traffic.
Oh, he ran into traffic?
Yeah.
That's how he killed himself?
Yeah.
Ooh, that was drama.
And I was telling one of my homeboys.
Not laughing, but that
I was
drama.
Telling one of my homeboys. I was like, could you imagine?
Way to go, bro. No, could way you, to be dramatic about it.
Could I'm you sorry. Fucking imagine you just driving home from the Waffle House in your Oldsmobile and a nigga come dent your shit all up and now you gotta stay because it's the scene of a crime?
And you're scared because you're concerned it was actually a pillar of the community or someone that people cared about, but then you find out it's William O'Neill and you're like, damn, I should have sped up.
But damn, I didn't know this shit was gonna happen. This is really inconvenient. This motherfucker was an asshole from the beginning to the end.
Like, y'all, you have to understand, it's a level of lowness. I mean, of like, okay, so snitching is really wild. Like I'm not, don't snitch people, because if you do some shit to me, I'm singing like a fucking canary. However,
you don't sell your own people.
I'm not. Mm-mm. However, this is what I'm saying about this.
If you cross me individually, oh, your ass is.
Lawyer.
Ooh, hello, lawyer? Police.
Listen, I'm in that tax bracket where I'm calling the police now. Facts. I'm not fighting. I'm calling the police.
Facts, and I'm dead not fighting ugly people.
Fuck no.
My homegirls be like, girl, we fight. What do they look like? I need photos. I got shit to lose.
But William O'Neill, I feel like, is the reason why it bothers me even more is just because, like, even the people who snitched on Nat Turner, like, we wanted to add them to the list, mm-hmm. right? We don't know their names, thank God, but, mm-hmm. like, the whoever snitched on the slave rebellions, because, like, there were so many attempts at slave rebellion, y'all. That's the other thing. Don't think that our ancestors was just sitting there without the same fucking ideas that you have today, right. Okay?
We fought back.
They did fight back. But, again, this was a land that they were not allowed to learn to navigate mm-hmm. but so much on their plantations. Mm-hmm. And with...
If you lived within the same 30 square feet...
Right. A river... A big ass river mm-hmm. washing past
it's a
you
big deal.
Might throw you off. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain things happened. You know what I'm saying? But he is on that level with me of like, you knew where we were as a fucking people, mm-hmm. specifically in that time in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like Chicago has always kind of been like a thermostat for like the, I hate to say this, but like the worst of Black life.
The Midwest is really sad.
Yeah, like Detroit. Chicago has really just shown, like...
You know what's wild? Like, these are the great migration Blacks.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, in the Southeast, it's very much...
They've made it.
New York and New Jersey. You move over west a little bit more to the Alabamas.
Yeah.
The Alabamas and the...
Mississippi. Everybody from Mississippi is from Detroit.
I mean, Louisiana and Texas go to Bay Area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But... The Midwest Negroes by far had it the worst.
And it's like, you see that, like, again, Black Wall Street, mm-hmm. all these kind of things. That's what I'm saying. Like, even with Lovecraft, like, being positioned in Chicago, you just mm-hmm. see, you know, even Chicago people, it just seemed like a space where, I don't know, maybe some Indian shit over there. I don't know, some Native American shit that, like, need to be reconciled. Because it just is not...
Or something.
Yeah, like, it just don't seem like shit should be working for us over there. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Even when we leave out of Chicago. Look at Emmett Till.
Look at Chevelle. She's in Kansas City.
Why are you bringing this shit up?
Because it's the Midwest. Look at Tony. From Catfish. That's Cleveland.
It's a rough side. Maybe because it's dry. I don't know. But I feel like that's what he represents. He represents that generation of just like, really, nigga? Mm-hmm. Like, it was worth mm-hmm. all that?
Yeah. That's how you decide to go through this? That's how you decide to get your lot in life?
And then the craziest part is when you guys watch the movie and you see him talking about it, he seems very...
Matter-of-fact about
yes, it. Yes, very matter-of-fact, very like, okay.
And then when the interview airs, he's like, oh no, then now it's time for me to die.
I'm going to go run in traffic.
Yep.
Okay.
For what? What was the reason?
I mean, honestly, after watching that movie, I was really like, I hate to say this. It's kind of like I care for you vibe. Like, I care a lot vibe. Like, mm-hmm. I needed somebody to pay.
Well, I told you after I watched that movie, I watched The Photograph.
Get off my phone. Go. Next.
Okay, so we talked about anyone who snitched on a slave rebellion briefly within the context of William O'Neill. But then we also have the Legal Eagles and Litigators who have played against us, like Clarence Thomas, Daniel Cameron, and the nigga who's not a nigga at all.
Who?
Clayton Bigsby himself, J. Edgar Hoover.
Okay, so a lot of people don't know this, but J. Edgar Hoover is black. He was black, y'all. Mm-hmm. And gay. Black and gay. The two things he hated the most in the world, Hitler vibes. Mm-hmm. And he was elected. Just like Hitler. Okay. I think it's another level to be not for the shits, not with the shits.
But be educated and not with for the not with the shits.
To be educated against the shits. Mm-hmm. Like that's next level. And again, I asked this question before, like, what is that conversation with your ancestors on the other side gonna look
mm-hmm.
like?
How do they reconcile that?
Like, what is Clarence Thomas like? What does he really think? Like, is he just banking on living forever and never having to like deal with his shit and like face his mama again?
Yeah.
Like, what does he think that's gonna look like for him?
Mm. It's tough because a lot of black people actually are really conservative.
What you mean?
Like, our politics are more conservative leaning. We just been poor as fuck, so we've always been Democrats.
Okay.
That, you know, like not being pro-choice in some instances because of religiosity, other reasons, but we're not always okay. So you know that Blackish episode,
which one?
Where they ask what's her name, Ruby? No, the grandma.
Mm-hmm.
They ask her questions about politics, and based on her politics, she's like, she's a Republican. She's like, but we don't do that. That's the same thing.
Okay, so is that churchy or like?
I think a lot of it is rooted in churchiness.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot of churchiness that causes black people to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, because we are a conservative population, for real, for real.
Facts.
We are with the race that's most likely to go to church, most likely to be considered Christian.
We're most likely to go to church.
I want to say that we are,
and that's something else that I've realized. Like back to the pander situation, like there are so many like white pastors of mega churches with like huge black congregations.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird to me.
Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
I think also for me, like when I look for, I consider myself Christian and I do go to a church. But I'm always looking for the black part of the experience and like everything in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like black doctors, black therapists, the black who's doing my hair, black people, like
mm-hmm.
as many services as I can get done. Black people.
I'm rooting for everybody that's black for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but I don't want to seem like I'm being prejudiced in the sense. I just think it's weird if, like, you're a white pastor, but no white people come to your church. Like, mm-hmm. why you got all Africans and black people?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's good? That's strange
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know I get that. Yeah, it's very much an overseer.
Yeah, I would rather have vibe. It like be one of those like Christian non-denominational centers where it's mm-hmm. like everybody.
Where it'd be like a black and white best friend.
Yeah.
It's like a vintage cotton.
Yeah, too. And everybody's
it'd be a pastor with like thin single line tattoos.
And he has on Sperry's.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and he has an anchor tattoo.
Yeah, and he wears like Wayfarer glasses, like Warby Parker's.
Yep.
And sometimes yep. a beanie.
And he has a Mini Cooper, he and his wife, because they're mm-hmm. like super green.
Yeah. Yep. But they're going to start a family soon, so.
Yep, exactly. And the first kid's name might be, like, Tabitha or Toby.
I see that. Oh, I can see a Juniper.
Okay.
Juniper Rose.
Okay. No, I mean, Tabitha, or you know, just because it has, like, sort of a Christian, like, kind of vibe to it. I don't know.
Rachel.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But no, the wife's name's Rachel. Absolutely, her name is Rachel. Mm-hmm. They're not going to name the kid Rachel.
Okay.
We have to really stop creating these people in our lives.
Mm-hmm. The white archetypes. Like 13 ghosts.
We keep doing that.
Sunny Bezos.
Sunny Bezos. I love Sunny. All right, next.
All right. So.
It's time.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
It's what you've been waiting on.
It's what everybody's been waiting for us to talk about. Derrick Jackson. So we had to make it seem like we didn't just want to make a whole episode about him. But honestly, fuck him and the beanie he wrote in on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the issue. And
fuck him and his small ass head.
Let me tell you something. Everybody, you can scour my Facebook if you want to. Please. I know that people love doing that shit. You will see that I have never shared a video from him. I've never shared a video. I might have liked one when I've seen it on my timeline. But I also always knew something was
something the fuck in the was buttermilk up. Wasn't clean.
Okay. Why are you always making these videos from your fucking car?
Yeah.
Were Red you flag. Experiencing homelessness?
Red flag.
There's a car seat on the way to a beach house. You're always in gym clothes. The shirt is always super fucking tight. It was just...
It was always suspect.
He never needed a haircut. And if I don't ever see a nigga that like need a haircut or like in the in-between stage, I know that nigga's a cheater.
Oh, yeah. He too fine all the time.
You too fine. Like, he ain't fine.
You too fresh all the time.
You too fresh all the time. Like, you are looking for bumps. Mm-hmm. You are looking... Like, that's what that's telling me. Like, I know he's manscaped. I know he is bald as a bitch down there.
Like,
you are looking to make sure that nothing is growing in places that you can't see, that your wife can't catch. You are looking for no type of flavor saver, no type of scent evidence. He's not. Nothing. I'm not stupid. I'm not fucking stupid.
We just found out after doing extensive research, like we said, that he bought his most recent. His most recent side fling, the same perfume. He bought it for his wife.
Okay, that listen, that's what I'm gonna say. That's the super fucking offensive part. He bought his wife the same perfume that his mistress was wears. He asked the mistress, and this is again, note to niggas. Y'all snitching yourselves. Y'all always thinking it's some other person coming and telling this issue. You told on yourself. Because this motherfucker asked his mistress, oh, I was with my friend's mom and she said that she liked the perfume that I had on me. She could smell it on me. What was that? What do you wear? Your friend's mom?
What? Why you couldn't say your mom?
When you have to put so much distance between you and another vagina in a story...
You're doing it on purpose.
You're trying to throw me the fuck off, and I don't like it. And I don't like it.
It's a red herring.
Okay.
A pup named Scooby-Doo. It's a red herring.
Like, he then proceeds to give his wife the same perfume as his side jump.
That's crazy.
That's calculated. It's crazy. It's disgusting. But again, it all makes sense to me because it is. It's the what you call it? It's the what's his name from Amina and them Baby Father.
Peter.
It's the Peter Guns hosting Cheaters for Me vibes. that's the vibes I'm getting. It's the if I'm playing in your face, you won't think I'm playing in this bitch's pussy vibe for me.
It's I got a baby cross town and a baby cross town.
Yeah, like you know what I mean? Like it's the if I'm making videos in the car, she won't think I'm talking to other bitches in the car.
But that why me. Are you in the car for 6 hours?
I was editing.
Editing?
I had to get it right.
Foot up your ass.
That's what I'm saying. But she looked like a silly. She looks like a. I'm sorry. And that's the other thing. Okay. So let's finish with Derek.
Okay.
Where is Derek from?
I think he's from Alabama. Yeah, I know he went to school in Alabama.
Can you Google that?
I'm going to look it up.
So we know he went to Tuskegee. We know that he and Denea, because her name is Denea, not just Derek Jackson's wife. Say that girl name.
Say her name.
Denea. Please, somebody.
Somebody needs to meet
her mama. Somebody needs to talk to her. I am in the battle of... It's the iambic pentameter for me. It's the iambic pentameter for me. I can't.
It is.
It's the cadence. It's the... You see a bonnet. I see it
is
a the,
where
helmet.
Is your fire?
It's the praise dance version of Nikki Giovanni for me. But this is the thing. Like, Danae and him met in college. They both went to Tuskegee. Shout out to the Tigers. Shout out to Booker T and George Washington, Little Voice Carver. but you want to hear some scary shit? Go on YouTube and look up George Washington Carver's voice.
Oh, God.
And scare yourself to sleep tonight. Okay? but... Thank you for the shampoo.
Wait a fucking minute.
Man. What?
He's allegedly born in Yonkers. Okay.
I know
he was born in Yonkers.
It's the neck. It's the thick neck. The neck as thick as his ankles and Tim's kind of vibe.
So he's from
Yonkers.
Born in Yonkers. and was raised in Alabama. So
the very tip bottom of Alabama, like the part that kisses Florida.
The gooch.
The gooch. The gooch of Alabama. Okay, so this is the other issue.
You want to believe Southern good old boy gentility. That's exactly
what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. Everybody always want to make it seem like dudes in the South are just so sweet and so nice.
I'd be thinking I want me a Southern gentleman, but if I ended up with a Derek Jackson, I'm too fiery. I'm too much for him. You don't think
he's fiery?
If you were to match me against Derek Jackson, who do you think would win?
I know who would win. I'm just saying, you don't think that he... that's the thing. I think that he would be the kind of guy that would come after women like us. He seems like... And that's why the whole situation with him and Danae really throws me, because they don't even seem like... It seems exactly like his type if he was a predator, but believing the person that I thought... Right, that's what I'm saying. He's a predator now, so that makes sense. He's been a predator, though. But before, when we didn't know all this shit, and I just thought he was just like... You know, that nigga that wants to be the moral compass of all the other niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, he's the kind of guy that goes after...
The better baby mama.
Not even that. He's the kind of guy that goes after stronger women because he knows that he can handle it, because he has that mentality. He does have that.
He's a master manipulator.
He is. And we can sit here and fake like he wasn't getting views, but this man has made some real doll hairs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, from this shit. Somebody was buying this shit. It might not have been us,
but it definitely wasn't us.
And somebody was buying it. So I don't deny the fact that he has prowess.
Oh God.
That he can speak.
He's built a lifestyle and a brand off of this.
Yeah, off of...
He's made so giving much speeches money.
In his F-150, like his Ford F-50, like it's crazy.
Little head, yeah.
And it's like, even... You keep saying his head little. His head is not little.
All right, girl, hold on. Hold on, because...
I think his body just big, and that's why you think his head little. His arm's big. But like, this is the gross part, right?
It's gonna fuck you up.
I don't like... Honestly, I know that she's saying that she's not being abused and she's not being made to make these videos, but I don't believe any of that.
Tell me his head ain't little.
It's not little. His body is just big. His shoulders are big. He got them arms that he can't put down. You know when men's arms be so big and they always look like
titties be too wide?
Yeah, they can't, like, they can never be like
side by side. His head is little, dog.
He can never touch his palms to his knees. Amber, that picture is warped.
He looks like a condom.
I'm gonna post this fucking picture that
he looks like a condom.
Amber, screenshot that shit so I can post it. It don't even.
It is warped. It is warped. He looks like a pit bull. He looks like a blue nose pit, but
she's coming for this man. Okay, listen, I'm not defending him, but look at this. He's not. He look like a nigga in shape. I'm sorry.
He is, but he still got a little ass head.
Amber.
Look at this.
Amber, it's proportionate. His shoulders are just big.
Okay, girl.
Okay, whatever.
Little teen head ass boy.
What is wrong with his head? Amber, it's bigger than hers.
It's supposed to be.
Oh my gosh.
It needs to be bigger on him, though.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so back to the situation.
All right, so he cheated on his wife. She found proof. But he's had like a long-standing history, apparently, of cheating on his wife.
But that's not even the situation. That's not why they're in the news.
I mean, I don't know how the story leaked.
Oh, so that's why you don't know. Okay, so it has nothing to do with his wife catching him. They're only responding because Tasha K put it out there that he was cheating. That he had cheated. The other women had come to her and talked to her. And that's the only reason why it's out there. It has nothing
She's
to do
the TMZ
with her.
Of the streets. Yeah.
I mean, shout out to Tasha K. I love Tasha K. Like, she ain't never Yeah, so
I
didn't. Missed.
I had never heard of her. Like, oh, I knew of Derek Jackson. You didn't know of Derek Jackson.
I knew of Derek Jackson.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Who don't know Derek Jackson?
There are people who legitimately on my timeline are like,
Amber,
where'd this man come
from?
I
talk about him on the show and I don't know him.
Well, no. I mean, I thought you just learned about him because of the story.
No.
I had seen him on Facebook car talking in like years. Like,
yeah, he's been on there for years.
Yeah, but there's some people who are just like, where did this man come from?
No. I knew who Derek Jackson was. I'm saying the situation is with Tasha K. Tasha K, like, put it out there. But see, the issue is people always want to like attack Tasha K, but Tasha K be on it before anybody. Like,
she
was
right.
On the R. Kelly stuff before anybody, like, sis be on it. Like, shout out to Black Women I Trust.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to The Prophecy.
And so now that the women are coming out, which again, I'm gonna push back on those women and say, sis, you knew who the fuck that was.
Mm-hmm.
aunt mm-hmm. to pretend that you didn't know who he was. And also what comes with dating a caliber of person like Derrick Jackson, like specifically someone who has built a brand on having healthy relationships.
And someone with microcephaly.
You, Amber, I'm a...
Yeah.
If you are not like showing me off and like proud to be in this relationship, that's a dead giveaway to me. Because
with someone whose life is exposed.
Yeah. As his like is. Especially in regards to your romantic mm-hmm. relationship.
He would reference things like if I were married and he was actually married.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like but again, I also feel like some of these women saying like, oh, I didn't know who he was. I don't have social media. Says. Somebody you can do somewhere your
Google.
While
you don't
y'all were
Google
out.
A man. You don't Google a man. Like,
okay, Meghan Markle.
Everybody I know.
Okay, Meghan Markle.
Everybody I know. She live in Madea house right now.
But she said that she didn't Google Prince Harry. She said she
if
never
I be
knew,
Googling Ray Ray broke ass,
that's
I know
what I'm
she
saying.
Googled Prince
she
Harry.
Said, that's
first
she
of all,
said.
I would be
she
trying to figure out what his
face.
Last name was.
She lied to
what
Oprah's
is Prince
face
Harry's last name?
And said is it that what? She no. did not Google him and Google, or she did not Google anything to do with the royal family because she did not want to go into it with any prejudice. Sis.
Why are you
sis,
lying?
Sis. Why either you're lying.
You lying.
Why are you always lying? Like, really? Or are mm-hmm. you really, is that just the...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why are you lying? How black is your mama? Like, that made me look at her mama.
Yeah. Yeah, that gave me questions because we all do it. We all got that FBI
you
home girl.
Stupid if you think I'm not Googling that ass.
Facts.
You just don't even. If you just, think I'm not dropping
you
that image into Google
you don't
search
know,
images.
You just don't know the extent to which I have done my Google.
You
but
just
I've done
don't
my Google.
No,
because I feel like all my homegirls that I'm really close to, like, and this is why it's problematic for Rudy to try to find people for me. She does not do her due diligence.
Okay, she don't be Googling.
Mm-mm.
Okay, she just mm-mm. be taking what these niggas say as what they say.
Yeah, and I'm like, girl, no, we need to check. We need to run this thing through the court database.
Yep.
We need
several
to find,
states, surrounding states.
Yeah. At least 3 states.
Yeah.
At least do the whole DMV.
Yeah. Period.
At least. We need period. Speeding tickets. We need civil judgments.
That's
because
it. Child support orders.
I was going to go on a date with a dude and he had like 6 garnishments.
You were never going to see that check. You were paying for dinner.
I was not.
You didn't know. But
I asked
him
to reschedule a date because a meeting I had gotten moved and he ghosted me. So. Because
he wanted to eat that night.
I'm sorry, Jermaine, with a Y.
Whew, okay.
He used to work at the same place my ex-boyfriend did, so maybe not.
God. Okay, so
and it was a Purdue factory. All right.
Amber, Jesus.
Rudy was like, you talking to niggas that be chopping chickens.
So, back to Derrick Jackson. And chopping them chickens.
Yeah.
Like I said, pushing back on those women, you mm-hmm. somebody knew who he was. Not
absolutely.
All of y'all were not in the dark.
Y'all were all not naive.
Yeah, I just can't. I can't allow that, sis.
Now, did you think he was married? Probably not.
But absolutely not. I did not.
Because I don't recall him wearing a wedding band until like...
Did I think that he possibly be somebody's baby father?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But the way he talked, he talked so much
he
that
he was
it's
the father
like,
of someone's child, not a baby father.
Yeah. Well, not even that. Like, he make it seem like he would marry his baby mama, whoever
yeah,
she was.
Yeah,
and I think that's what he did.
But the car seat was throwing me.
Mm-hmm.
Like
he's like, I'm letting you know I have a family without letting you know that I have a family.
So it's like, I didn't really lie to you bitches. Mm-hmm. You just didn't pay attention to
yeah.
the details. That's the
you know
vibes
what you know what it is. It's a lie of a he's a human lie of omission.
A what?
Human lie of omission. You know how like niggas be tap dancing around the truth, but the truth be right there in the middle, and they just be like, I mean, we near the truth, but the truth ain't here though. Like,
yeah,
it's very much that. That's yeah. very much what it's given, and it's not given what it's supposed to give.
Okay, also, now let's talk about the name. He gets on this video on Beyonce's internet with his wife dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not here for nobody's image or respectability politics. This could have been, I'm recording right now in some leggings, some flip-flops, and a polo t-shirt.
Yeah,
okay?
I have on this thing.
Okay. Amber is in a very
jumper
fancy
thing.
Onesie. Okay.
Yeah.
With a sweater, but it matches.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the thing.
It's a fleece.
We don't give a fuck about that. However, we're not finna get on the internet and get embarrassed.
Oh, no. Hell no. No. No, 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 no.
So that's a different uniform.
Mm-hmm.
What is the uniform for getting for being on the internet getting embarrassed, Amber?
A strap on. I told you that. Big black dicks and harnesses, dog. That's how we're going.
Can mine have balls attached to it? I want long balls attached mm-hmm. to mine.
Yeah.
So when I'm hitting them from the back, it smacks the tank.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just smack up and hit his chin for all I care. Like fucking silly putty.
I'ma sit on his forehead every morning. Get down. She's rubbing her nose. Oh God, y'all. I'm sorry. That was the biggest crime. Out of all of this.
That's the biggest violation. The cheating,
I hate to say it, didn't bother me as much.
You know what?
It was the disrespect of image.
Danielle Thomas, Dr. Danny Thomas from Unfit Christian, she talks about, I can deal with infidelity, but I cannot deal with the public embarrassment.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's mostly what I
don't think you can cheat, husband. Don't think you can cheat.
Yeah, this isn't a passive cheat.
That's not what it is.
But what you absolutely will not do is embarrass
my ass. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to trump that ass. I'm going to double down.
I will cut off my own nose. Daddy. Violence on. I will cut off my own nose to spite my face. if this ship is sinking,
sit in the mirror and cut my own nose off to spite my face.
If this ship is sinking.
It's going down.
I'm going to cut another hole in it, bitch. We're going to double down on the fuck shit. Okay?
We're going down faster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll bankrupt us all.
What do you think she should do? Be honest. If that's your homegirl, that's your sister.
Nah, I mean, because here's the thing. She says she left him.
She is. And
it makes me wonder. All right, if that happens, do you leave with your kids or leave without them? Because I feel
fuck
like I want
to.
Yeah, I feel like fuck them kids too.
Fuck them kids.
All right, do you want to play?
Kids.
Yeah, them his kids. See at the crossroads.
They my baby father. We just got the same kids.
We just related to the same kids. And for real, I don't even know them kids. You know what I'm saying? Like
I said, you want to choose violence? I will choose violence to your violence. You are not getting any ass because you finna watch these motherfucking kids.
Mm-hmm.
Them kids, she couldn't even make that video good without them kids interrupting.
Yeah, yeah, and she sent him to go get back after him because she don't know them kids like that. She was gone for a year.
I don't think she.
But we're also saying this is like not moms.
Yeah, I mean,
our maternal instincts we're going to be high key strong as fuck by the time we have kids.
You think so?
Yes.
Why?
Look at how we treat our friends.
True.
We be out here trying to fix everybody's fucking life, and ours be like held on by scotch tape.
Do you see me breathing? Just thinking about the shit I gotta fix.
So we gonna make it.
I mean, honestly, but I'm just at this point where I feel like fuck them kids. Mm-hmm. Like she has done her part. Yeah. Derek want to be wild. Give some advice to your children. Raise them.
Yeah.
Get out the truck.
Make sure they don't pick a small head motherfucker like you.
You're not gonna let it go.
No, he's the nigga. He's the nigga from Beetlejuice.
Microcephaly Santa.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. Yo! Can I tell you when I listened to that in the last episode? I wept.
Yeah.
Cried.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so my advice to her honestly would be
leave his ass. Steal his shit.
No. We live in a world of reality television. We live in a world of shock and awe. We live in a world of one-upness.
Mm-hmm.
Of show me.
Okay.
I would.
She should have a. Never mind. Go ahead.
Go ahead. What was your idea?
Mistress Roundtable. Bring them all.
Red Table Talk. All mm-hmm. them hoes. About mm-hmm. how bad the dick is.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the other thing.
It's a burn book. Come on, a real life burn book.
But I also want to take some time off. I'm going to get some proactive. Get that acne cleared up. I'm going to tone up. I'm going to
buy a good bra.
As I say, I'm going to put a bra on.
There's no reason. These should be perkier.
I'm going to put a bra on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know
she had two children, but baby girl.
I'm going to do my hair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get some new frames.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to come back and I'm going to be Miss Jackson if you're nasty. And I'm going to start a whole new brand on not following these fuck niggas.
Yep.
honestly.
Yep. Three X's in Miss Jackson.
Yeah, like honestly, it's just gonna be the level up he didn't see. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna say thank you for helping me build this brand that you didn't know you were helping me build. But like all the sponsors that he's worried about losing, I would be
scoop
collecting
in and take them.
Period. I would be collecting all that shit. Mm-hmm.
It's the redemption story we really need.
I would have said no, we need to do this video live.
Yeah.
And I would have been like, book. And drop my own book at the end.
Didn't they?
No, I don't think she did it. I don't think it was live. I think it was pre-recorded.
Okay.
I don't even know if he trusted her to do it live.
Wow.
To be honest. Like, can you think about that? Because, like, knowing now what we know, mm-hmm. the tables have been turned and he is the fuck nigga we had suspicions that he was from jump. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of manipulation going on. I hate to like say that people are abusive or like, because people are like, oh, you always would say everybody's abusive. No, there's different levels of abuse. He's mm-hmm. clearly emotionally abusive.
Yeah.
And like, I think Tasha K, she said it. She was like, he knew her love language. Mm-hmm. Like, she's a Christian.
He exploited that.
She knew, right. He knew that she was a Christian. He knew that she grew up in a Christian household, very holy, very churchy. And so
he was not that.
And any kind of mention of God would wrangle her right back in. And that's absolutely unfair that people can do that mm-hmm. to women.
People can use God to subjugate abuse.
Period.
But they have for so long.
Period. Like, and then this is the thing. Men get so upset when we say, like, that this is the trajectory of usually how things go. Mm-hmm. And when we have this, like, built-up defense of this shit, mm-hmm. and we're just like, see?
Yeah.
See? Mm-hmm. Like,
proved me right.
And that's why I feel like maybe black men were like, oh, y'all not canceling him. Because honestly, what he said and who he is, we've had to learn to separate. Mm-hmm. Because none of you niggas are what you say you are.
Oh, God. The first 3 months of them lies.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
but
that's
he kept that 3 months out for to be 12 years of a relationship.
12 years of a relationship. I also hope that, sis, if you ever just randomly come across this pod and you haven't left him, know that time is not glue.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Spit, glue, and time.
Like, it's not gonna, 12 years is an investment, true. But you got a house, you got some kids, like you can
get some money up off him. If he's worth anything, you can take
get the money what now. He has left. Don't wait. Yeah, don't mm-hmm. wait. Don't wait. Don't wait.
Because the way you're living your lifestyle, she's wearing like tailored suits. They're ugly, but
were they tailored?
I mean, they fit better than
they don't look tailored. They look like suits out of the fucking Burlington Junior Miss.
Well, I mean,
section.
They don't look like
bruh.
Did you say Burlington Junior Miss?
Yes. Yes.
Little studs collection.
Not little studs. And on that note, I think that's the end of the episode. The little studs collection.
You know, the petite poppies.
You got another one before we go?
Trust black women. That's all I got.
We'll see you guys next time. Follow us on Instagram at BW No Chaser.
And Facebook.
Make sure you share it with your friends, your family, your mama, and tell some rich niggas to listen to. And we'll see you guys soon.
Yeah.
Bye.